Brother Lucas Warren will now consider the next talk in this series, Praise Jehovah as Long as You Live, Teenagers.
Hello, fellow young people. Teenagers, have you noticed that adults sometimes have a hard time talking to you? That we get a little awkward? Sometimes we use the wrong hashtag or don't understand your memes. It comes from a good place, but it can be a little strange, maybe condescending or weird. But if that's how older ones speak to you, how does the oldest person speak to you? Does your Creator relate to you? Does He have a hard time speaking with you? If you're a teenager, I invite you to turn with me to Psalm 148. In the 148th Psalm, we're going to read verse 12. And notice two things. Notice, what does Jehovah invite you to do as a young person, as a teenager? And how does He talk to you? In Psalm 148 and 12, it says, "You young men and young women." So you teenagers, old men and young men together, let them praise the name of Jehovah, for His name alone is unreachably high. His majesty is above earth and heaven. So what is the opportunity Jehovah is giving you as a teenager? Well, He's asking you to praise His name. He's saying that you can have a relationship with Him, that you can talk to Him, that He can talk to you, and that you can represent Him. And how does He do it? Is it in a condescending, awkward way? No, it's the same way He talks to me as an older man. It's the same way, if you look in verse 11, He talks to the kings, He talks to princes. So Jehovah must really love you as teenagers. He must think a lot of you. This invitation shows that He believes in you, that you can do it. But do you believe that you can do it? Do you believe that you can praise Jehovah as a teenager? Well, we have many examples in our circuit and in our congregations that you can look to. But do you have any teenagers that you look to in the Bible? Any favorite examples? Maybe you think of the Shulamite maiden. If you look in the Song of Solomon and how she remained chaste and faithful despite pressure. Maybe this summer you were encouraged by King Josiah. He lost his father when he was 8 years old. Yet when he was a teenager, he started to search for Jehovah. And he started to love what was good and hate what is bad. And he brought a tremendous amount of praise to Jehovah's name. Jehovah knows that your life isn't easy. You know, even if no one else understands you, maybe you feel like that as a teenager, no one gets you, Jehovah knows. He knows what's going on online. He knows what's happening at school. He knows what's going on in your heart and in your head. And He still believes in you. He's still confident that you can praise Him. In fact, He's given you provisions. He's given you many things that's going to help you to successfully do that. But a provision is only good if we use it. What's an example? So an example of a provision would be your lunch. Your mom or your parents maybe brought a lunch for you. And that's a provision. But if you didn't take the sandwich out of the bag and eat it, then it was useless. You're probably still hungry. You're probably still hungry because you're a teenager anyway, but that's not the point. So you need to take advantage of it for it to be useful. So how can we take advantage of Jehovah's provisions? How can you as a teenager? Well, let's look at four ways. The first way is found at Romans chapter 12. I invite you to turn with me and see if you notice the first thing that you can do to take advantage of Jehovah's provision. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, it says, "And stop being molded by this system of things, but be transformed by making your mind over, so that you may prove to yourself the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So what is Jehovah asking you to do? To think deeply about Bible truths and to prove to yourself that you believe what you believe. If you don't believe what's in the Bible, then it's just a book. It can't help you live your life. It can't help make you happier. So you need to ask some difficult questions. Like, do you believe that Jehovah's real? Why? Do you think that what he's asking you is actually the best thing for you to do? Why? That's kind of awkward sometimes to ask these questions, and it can be an uncomfortable process. You're going to have questions. You're going to have doubts. But is that wrong? In the 119th Psalm, in verse 27, the psalmist felt the same way, and he prayed that Jehovah would help him to understand his orders. So could you do the same? If you have doubts, if you have questions, can you pray? Can you ask Jehovah for help? What a privilege that is. When we pray, study, meditate, that's how we prove that we believe what we believe. That's going to make you as a teenager happier. It's going to make you more confident. And honestly, it's going to make the meetings more enjoyable, which are another provision from Jehovah. This makes sense. Things are more enjoyable when you're prepared. Wouldn't you agree? I think of when I was a teenager, even something good can be boring if you're not prepared. When I was a teenager, our family went on a picnic. We're going to go on a wiener roast. But when we got there, we found that we had forgotten everything except for the wieners, and they were frozen. And so I still remember sitting there watching these wieners thaw out in the sun. It was a very depressing thing. Is that what the meeting is like for you? Watching frozen wieners? If it's like that, if you're bored, then the challenge is prepare for the meeting. Try it. Try preparing for one meeting and see if it helps you to enjoy it more. The second way that we can take advantage, or you can take advantage, of Jehovah's provisions to strengthen you is to resist temptation to engage in unclean conduct. So how do you resist temptation? It's pretty tempting. Well, two ways. First, again, in the 119th Psalm, the psalmist shows us that reading and meditating on God's word are going to make our path clean. So as teenagers, you can resist temptation by training your heart with the Bible. What does that mean? Well, maybe it helps if you think of the example of Jesus. What did he do when he was tempted? Well, three times he was tempted, and he quoted back three scriptures to Satan, three specific scriptures that answered that specific challenge. And so if that is how it worked for Jesus, do you think that it will work for you as a teenager? Like Jesus, you would want to memorize specific scriptures and meditate on them, specifically thinking, well, where am I the most vulnerable? Where do I have the most challenges? Maybe it's your association, maybe it's neutrality, and to meditate and memorize those scriptures. And to remember that you're always going to be more vulnerable when you're alone. So it may help to have the contact information of an elder or a mature Christian in your phone. So when you're alone and you're tempted, you can reach out to them and they can help you. A second way that you can avoid temptation is to identify yourself as one of Jehovah's Witnesses. How would that help? Well, if you think of an athlete, he is part of a team. And being part of a team, it motivates him to meet those requirements to be on the team. It helps also to explain to others why he's making so many sacrifices, why he's training so hard. In the same way, if you identify as a Jehovah's Witness, then you're going to want to do everything you can to stay on Jehovah's team. You know that Jehovah has requirements for you and that you're going to try to meet them. But it's also going to explain to others why you're making the sacrifices that you're making, why you're doing what you're doing. Because, oh, he's one of Jehovah's Witnesses. She is one of Jehovah's Witnesses. And just as an athlete isn't ashamed of wearing the uniform, he's not ashamed of the team that they play for, so too, as a teenager, when you identify, be proud of who you are. Be proud of the life-saving message that you have. Be proud of your moral standard, your high morals, and to show that your integrity isn't negotiable. The third way that you can take advantage of Jehovah's spiritual provisions is to pursue spiritual goals. And that's a theme that's come up again and again in this assembly. How do goals help you? Well, they focus you. They help you to continue on. They give your life meaning, and they help you to keep going when things are very difficult. So what kind of goals? We heard that children, they had, in the young part, they had some very specific goals about baptism. But what's a goal that you could have as a teenager? Well, could you pray every day? Could you make that prayer better every day? Could you make a specific and fresh prayer to develop that relationship with Jehovah even more? And as we've seen, Brother Kwiatkowski, they talked about the long-term spiritual goals. There are more opportunities now for teenagers than there's ever been. There's goals that you can set to do SKE, to pioneer, to do global construction. Focus on these. It's going to help make your life happier. And have you ever been on a walk with somebody who doesn't want to go for a walk? Like, and they complain the whole time? Like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? And you're like, I was going for a walk. It's the same way to hang out with people who have the similar goals as you. When you have people and friends who have the same goals, then you're going to be happier and you're going to reach those goals. Those who don't have the same goals are going to slow you down and they may try to stop you. But these friends, they don't have to be the same age as you. In fact, they could be much older. And that's the fourth way that we can take advantage of Jehovah's provisions to strengthen you, by seeking advice from mature ones. Your parents, the elders, older ones in the congregation, they want to help you. You might be surprised what we've been through. You might learn from some of our good decisions. You'll probably enjoy hearing our bad ones more, and maybe you'll be able to learn something from that. And some, as mentioned, it's sometimes intimidating for adults to talk to teenagers. So help us out. Take the initiative. Help us to be less awkward. So how might we apply this fourth point? Let's look in at Ryan, who has just been approached by a girl in his school. His witness friend, Joshua, can see that something is bothering him.
Hey, Ryan. Still on for field service this Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, you okay? I saw you talking to that girl, Nicole. Is something up?
Well, she invited me to her house Friday night to watch a movie while her parents are away. I think she has more in mind than a movie.
Wow! What did you say to her?
I said no and walked away.
She has an eye on you. Do you think she's going to take no for an answer?
I don't know. It happened so fast.
Are you going to tell your dad about this?
Why? I did the right thing. I think I can handle this on my own.
So, what do you think Ryan should do? Wouldn't you agree that all of us at times need advice and help from others? Seeking help from a parent or an older, spiritually mature friend, it's not a sign of weakness or immaturity. It can strengthen your resolve to do what's right, and it can help to prevent the situation from getting out of control. Let's see what Ryan decides to do.
Well, it's your choice. But I think she's going to be persistent. Are you sure you've got this?
Okay. I'll talk to my dad about it. And thanks for the reminder about field service.
So see you Saturday.
Count on it.
Teenagers, we're here to help you. We want to help you. We've discussed four ways that you can take advantage of Jehovah's provisions to strengthen you. Do you remember what they were? The first is to prove to yourself what you believe. The second, to resist the temptation to engage in unclean conduct. Third, pursue and set spiritual goals. And fourth, as we've just seen, seek wise advice from mature ones. As a teenager, if you do these four things, they will strengthen you and they will help you to praise Jehovah. Because Jehovah loves you. Your words, your actions, they're very precious to him. How do we know? Well, as men, as brothers and sisters, we love you. We love you as humans. We're so happy that you're in our congregations and we see your energy and it's so exciting. And so if we as humans can love you, then how much more does Jehovah, who sees everything that you go through, that knows the struggles that you have, how much he loves you and cares for you. And when you try to praise Jehovah in everything that you do, you make his heart rejoice. So teenagers, remain determined to praise Jehovah in your youth. But don't stop. Don't stop there.